Outsmarting a Tricky Worm. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For a flatworm, the nematode's pretty clever. A tiny parasite attacks a single cell on a plant's root and turns the cell into its own endless buffet table. The worm does this by taking over the cell's machinery, forcing the cell to ask for more and more food from the rest of the plant. Soon, the whole plant's working just to support that one cell and the hungry worm inside. The result is billions of dollars in damage to crops each year and tons of noxious pesticides being dumped onto croplands. At the University of California at Davis, Valerie Williamson's studying nematodes and coming up with new ways to stop them. She says that some wild tomato plants have developed a clever way to fight back. As soon as a cell is attacked, it commits suicide.
And therefore the nematode can't feed, and it can't develop, it can't get nutrients from the plant. And the plant is perfectly happy without these cells. It can replace them with other cells where the nematodes are not present, and it will do just fine.
Williamson's goal is to take the gene that performs this trick and transfer it into other crops. The hope is that worm-resistant plants will mean far greater yields with fewer pesticides. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.